So, but today, I'm going to discuss and to show you some results which are related to 1D models. It's a completely different subject from what I told right now. It is about localization and possibility to arrange mobility edge in 1D models with correlated disorder. So I understand that people from solid state physics don't like 1D models. They prefer 3D model. Why? Because of course it is much more rich and there is Anderson transition in 3D models. And 1D model, everything is known. But this is true. But people have in mind that 1D models with delta correlated disorder. So there is no correlations. And I would like to discuss what happens if we allow for the potential to have long range correlations. Potential is disordered, but we have long range correlations. And then I would like to show that in some sense it may be compared to 3D models because this subject is much more rich and mobility edge can emerge in such systems which have long range correlations. So this is my main collaborators from Mexico, USA, Germany. And tentative plan, tentative in a sense depends on your questions. I can shift in one and another side. I will start with some general introduction about Anderson model and standard model without without correlations in the potential. Then I would like just to describe the analytical Hamiltonian approach, map approach, which we have developed. Then the main point is that using having long correlations in the potential, we can arrange in 1D models mobility edge. And then some extension to chronic pony models and experimental results, which we did together with German people for microwave waveguides. So let's start with 1D tight binding model, just standard Anderson model. So we have this Schrödinger equation, tight binding model, where V is coupling constant, transition amplitude, hopping amplitude, and epsilon N is potential. And potential can be random, can be dynamical, can be any kind, because the standard it's a model. Then if we ask about eigenstates in infinite sample, let's put V1, because we can rescale energy to V. So we put, we ask for solution, and then we can write station Schrödinger equation in this form, where X is, it's here, so amplitude of wave function. So we have this very simple map for psi function, which depends on two quantities, energy, which is energy of the wave, and epsilon and psi potential. So this is the representation, this is psi potential. On each side we have energy epsilon n, it can be disordered, can be any kind, and we have hopping elements, and we are asking about two questions which we are going to discuss. The first is what is the global structure of eigenstates in the infinite sample? It is well known that if we have random potential, delta correlated, for any weak potential, strong potential, for any weak potential, all eigenstates are exponentially localized in this sense, in the sense that tails from the center decay exponentially fast, and the rate of decay is known as a localization length. This is just well-known fact, and this is known as the Anderson localization. If for some reason we have extended states, so this is image, some extended states when amplitude doesn't decay when x goes to infinity. So this is, we have two different kind of eigenstates. And this is typical for Anderson model with uncorrelated disorder. So as you can see, we have one main question. First is two questions. First is whether we have localization or not. Second, if we have this exponential localization, what is localization length and how localization length depends on the image? This is just the first interesting, important physical questions. So to find localization lengths, that is a well-known, well-developed approach due to transformatrics. So then using this transformatrics approach, we start from some point, we give a value of psi function in inside n and n plus 1, we iterate and trajectory exponential diverges, and the rate of this divergence gives us Lyapunov exponent, which is inverse localization length. So this is just, if you take textbook, this is well-known fact for 1D Anderson model. And the main point is that in this model, all eigenstates are exponentially localized. And it was found that any weak disorder, any kind of weak disorder, produces this localization. So then let's take the model, which was extensively studied about 10 years ago, so-called random Diamond model. And let's take now not completely uncorrelated potential, but let's construct very simple potential in such a way. The value of this side potential has only two values, or epsilon 1 or epsilon 2. And for example, we take randomly with some probability p, one value, and then we put this epsilon 1. So then immediately we have to put second one here. So we generate pairs, not one, but pairs. Then second, we again take randomly what is the value. For example, it will be epsilon 2. We put twice. And then we generate this sequence. We generate sequence of pairs which are uncorrelated to each other. However, it is just its pairs, epsilon 2 and epsilon 1. Okay, so we have potential, random potential, but with short-range correlations, and the degree of correlation is just pair correlations only. So it was found in these papers and discussed in general paper in Science, application of this kind of random dimers. It was found that in this model, there are two fixed energies for which eigenstates are completely delocalized. And this sample will be completely transparent for two energies. And one energy epsilon 1, another energy epsilon 2. So this was actually the main question, the reason for us just to understand how to explain this. I'm not going to discuss in detail to explain how it what happens here, because using our approach we have developed, it is very easy to explain. So the question was how to explain this, because it is not only one model. We can extend this model. We can take triple, just also not diamond, but for three, and this just also random. And also we can find discrete numbers, numbers of energy for which eigenstates are rigorously completely delocalized. So this shows that non-trivial role of correlations inside potential. So if you have short range correlation like this, so we have this quite interesting phenomenon. So application of this discussed here is polymers or just one long molecules and so on. But it may happen, it also has relevance to the title of this workshop, Nanoscience, because recently was shown that experimentally, it is they did this, arrange this kind of random numbers experimentally, and they found, really just confirmed, that there is a energies for which transparency is perfect, very, very large, and using these superlattices. However, okay, I have not time to discuss, to give more details in this, but you interrupt me any time and ask questions. I prefer this. Yeah.
Question is, you know, how different it is from the random disorder there? I mean, I think what is we really know is that the states are localized with mobility unit.
Yes.
Also, maybe a set of measures zero.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But the difference is, okay, the difference is that we know exactly the values of energies for any random potential which with this, for any dimer. We take any dimer with this kind of correlations, and we have only in the place epsilon 1, epsilon 2 localization and divergence. So it's not randomly appears in the.
It's not random, but its weight in the spectrum is still zero.
Yes, spectrum, because this is discrete, two values. It's point. Spectrum has only two values for which eigenstates are delocalized. So what question arises here?
For instance, if I'll take another model, like equally spaced delta functions, but random in strength.
Wait, good question. I will be discussing
infinitely this. Many discrete energies when the wavelength fits this distance, then the wave function is not affected by this delta function.
Okay, this equation, you say that what would be if you take another sequence? So I will discuss this this question in general form, and I give you answer.
I just wanted to reiterate what you are saying. In many models, we know that there are many infinite numbers.
Yes,
of
but they appear
energies where there is.
That's true. Energy. But they appear randomly in energy space, and you cannot predict where from the beginning.
I gave you an example when it's not random.
No, if it is not random, so then.
No, the potential is random, but the sequence is perfectly known in that example, for instance.
But if you take delta correlated potential, so it is not known.
No, it's just true.
No,
what he's saying is this: that if you have, so forget about potential.
Yeah.
And you have the plane wave. Okay?
Yeah.
And then there are nodes in this plane wave, and then
yeah.
Put the function exactly at that node.
Oh yes.
Any height, then you will have no infinite.
Yeah, that's true. But this is different. I would say story. Okay. So, what were questions to study in this? So then, of course, analytically, how localization length diverges if epsilon 1 is inside energy band, and if, for example, energy is close to band edge, so that is different. There are a number of analytical, rigorous mathematical papers where they found how this localization length diverges depending on this, how close you are to this resonant energies. And so on, but I'm not going just to tell more about results which are here. Just I would like to mention that it was found that if you have short correlations of this type, dimer, then you may have extended states, but this is only discrete number of extended states, and it's not maybe interesting from point of view of what we are interested in the to find the possibility that we have mobility H in the sense that there is a region of energy when all eigenstates are localized, and in other side, so we have other regions where the all eigenstates are localized. So now I would like to describe briefly analytical approach, and let's forget for a moment quantum model completely. Let's start with classical mechanics. And let's take a 2D map in this form. This is momentum and displacement, and we have kick in one say. So we have kick, and then after kick, between two successive kicks, we have rotation. So what we have amplitude of the kick, and the phase shift advance, mu zero between just the kicks due to rotation. That's all. So if you combine this to this, you can write just the form, which is this. And so now you compare with what we have seen for quantum model. And for quantum model, we have seen exactly the same in this form. So then you can compare and you can say that there is a one-to-one correspondence, mathematically, if we assume that here there is a relation that mu zero related to energy and epsilon zero amplitude of these kicks is just the disorder in our quantum model. So you can analyze this classical map, and then you can find mobility H. What is interesting that this 2D map can be written exactly in the Hamiltonian form. And what is this? It is a linear oscillator with parametric excitation. And this parametric excitation is given in this form. We have delta kicks with amplitudes. One-to-one exact just map. So the idea was just to study using classical method, to study this model classically and to go back to quantum. And this was found quite effective approach if we have in mind this correspondence. So what is the correspondence? Eigenstate in the quantum model corresponds to trajectory of this 2D map. Then a side potential in the quantum model is related to kick strengths in this kicked linear map. And energy in quantum model is just parameter in our classical map. So then what is the correspondence for the localization? If we have localized eigenstates, then trajectory in phase space of classical model is unbounded because of exponential divergence. It goes here, here, but then finally it goes exponentially fast. And we can measure this rate of exponential, so this will give us Lyapunov exponent for quantum model. And vice versa, if we have unbounded trajectory, this is image and analog of the extended state. So then you can see that to study extended states in classical model much easier, because all trajectories here, you can look at this trajectory, measure, and you can arrange some study of these trajectories. So then we can use this analogy and apply classical methods. For example, we can use action angle variables. We can go to action angle variables in which this map will be written in a much more simple, I would say, more interesting form. This is a map for theta. And look what is interesting, that we have the map which depends only on theta and doesn't depend on radius. So this immediately shows the advantage of this map compared to standard transformatics, because in transformatics you trajectory goes exponential, you have to make reduction every time. So here you don't need to do this, because this map is just for theta, and theta is confined to p, and so you iterate this map, you compute this quantity, and this quantity depends on theta only and potential, and this gives the rate of exponential divergence. For example, let's take standard example, standard model. But before this, I would like just to define, to show what is Lyapunov exponent in this description. So Lyapunov exponent, which is inverse localization length, is average of logarithm of this radius on one step and so on. And this quantity is, I just showed you, it is this quantity. So we iterate the map. We have on each step, we have theta. So then we compute this quantity. We put here an average logarithm, and we have just localization, inverse localization length. Another quantity of interest is transmission coefficient. Let's suppose that we have finite sample, and so we would like to find transmission coefficient for this finite sample. In terms of this classical map, there is a very interesting, very funny, I would say, simple expression for transmission coefficient in this form, where it depends on radius 1, radius 2. That's all. So what, how to measure? We start our map with one trajectory which is 0, 1 here. Iterate n times, and n will be just the size of the sample. And we have radius, and this is radius 1. Then we iterate another trajectory from here, 1, 0. Iterate the same time, using the same disorder. We have another radius, and so on. This is exactly what a transmission coefficient for quantum model would find finite size. Now you can see this is very easy to iterate classically and to find this transmission coefficient and to see what happens depending on the parameters and on the disorder. So now let's see how this approach works analytically, and I would like to demonstrate just a few words to say. Let's take Anderson model, standard, delta correlated noise, epsilon, with just here, and let's see how to derive analytically Lyapunov exponent. So we take 1 over 2d, logarithm of this, and this expression is exact for any disorder, weak or small, any correlated, so on. This is just standard definition. Now, if we assume that that disorder is weak, so then logarithm this can be expanded. We just make expansion. And we have, if it is uncorrelated, so an is uncorrelated from theta, and we have this estimate, we have just values, we put in parameters, so and we go to standard Taurus expression, which is just obtained, I would say, rigorously in two steps here. This is, we immediately have Taurus expression. So it's just very simple. But I would like to mention some interesting point, that it was found quite long ago, 81, that at the center of the band for standard Anderson model, this perturbation theory doesn't work. And this was the puzzle. Why? We have very weak potential at the center of the band, nothing bad, because it's not to the band edge. Everything is good. Density of states is smooth. Okay. However, this is not correct. And this was found in numerically. And then a few papers explained this, Kappus and Wegener and Derrida and other, so that it was developed quite complicated with theory, and it was showed, for example, in Wegener paper, that this why a standard perturbation theory fails, because if you use this and transfer to Perron-Frobenius operator, you have to find eigenvalues of Perron-Frobenius operator, and in this point there is a degenerate eigenvalues of this operator, and standard perturbation theory doesn't work. One should use degenerate perturbation theory, and it was found that there are some correction about 7%. It's a small correction, but mathematically it is interesting why and what is the reason. Using this approach, which I described, so it is very easy to understand why at the center of the band this approach doesn't work, standard. Because if the energy is zero, we have phase shifted ones p over 2, and trajectory goes like this. And we have resonant behavior exactly at the center of the band. Then if you switch on a small potential, it spreads, but however, it will give you some modulation. And density, which we used here, the density, we assume the density of theta is homogeneous, is constant, is not correct. So then if you use this more carefully, so then you can how you can do this. Look, if you start from packet in theta space, because of this resonance, so it splits in 4 points, it goes 4 points, and then after this just spreading in 2 points, each start to just to develop, and we need to find density of this distribution of theta for infinite time. So instead of this, and this is one using one step step map, we can use four step map, And then instead of this picture, we have picture when packet spreads. So then we use this four-step map. We can write for weak disorder, we can write the map between phase n plus 4 and n. We have some expression. Then blah blah blah, we use some analytical approach. We can write Fokker-Planck equation here, and we can find stationary distribution for this Fokker-Planck equation exactly. So this we put here in the definition of localization lengths. And what is important, that the steady state distribution of phase has small correction with cosine for theta. Then if you put there, so it gives some correction. That's very easy to understand and quite easy to derive, well known. It is just not our new result, but to reproduce results which have been obtained in much more, I would say, complicated, sophisticated approach. And this gives correct expression. So this is just demonstration that this approach works quite good. And now I would like just to go to our main question.
Do they find similar behavior in other complementary rotation angles? Other angles which are
complementary? This is interesting. This is interesting question. Of course, we have this resonant behavior for other resonance and everywhere dense. But it is clear from this approach, it is immediately can be understood why other resonances, they don't influence the localization lengths. And it is here. Look, this is exact expression for localization lengths. This is distribution of the disorder. This is our logarithm, and this is distribution of phase. So, and we can write in this form here. And look, we expand logarithm. When you expand logarithm, you have a constant term. You have cosine 2 theta, cosine 4 theta. And if you ask what is this density, so for other resonances, there is 6 harmonics, 8 harmonics, and so on. But here, you have only second harmonic and fourth harmonic. All other resonances, they don't influence localization lengths. Only at the center of the pen.
In this order, but if I go to higher order in this order?
This is, of course, this is weak localization, so this is weak disorder, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course this is. But I would like to remind you, in standard Anderson model, there is no analytical expression for localization lengths. Mm-hmm. Only for weak disorder or for strong disorder. Mm-hmm. No analytical solution. Only for Lloyd model, there is a complete transition. Okay, what I'm saying, this approach is quite transparent that you can understand many things which are known, but not by fingers, you know. It is a result of mathematics and so on. But here it's very transparent what happens. Okay, now let's go to our main interest. So let's take weak disorder, but let's assume that now our potential is any kind of correlations. We don't confine that we have completely random or delta correlated. So if we do this and we use analytical approach based on this Hamiltonian approximation, Hamiltonian model, so we repeat everything, and this is inverse, this is Lyapunov exponent analytically, inverse localization lengths. I'm not discussing how it obtained analytical. But look what happens here. This is standard for standard Anderson model, standard expression, which we have discussed right now. And this is something else, which shows that we have to find analytically this correlated between epsilon n and theta n. So then instead of theta, we put theta n minus 1 using weak expansion. And then we can write an infinite number of equations, and this infinite number of equations has solution, and we can solve this analytically, and this is result. Result is, look, very simple, very, very interesting result, that this is standard for delta correlated times some function, which is written here. And what is this function? This function depends on this quantity, which is a binary correlator of our sequence. of our correlator. And look, this is very interesting because, first of all, we can get analytically for weak disorder, localization length depends only on pair correlations in the potential. And this is nothing else as a Fourier transform of this pair correlator. This very, very interesting relation. Actually, frankly speaking, we derived this in our approach, but actually you can find this expression in other papers, but without discussion, without using this as we did, using literally to construct these sequences. Okay. I would like to stress that this expression can be applied to any site potential, weak, and Lyapunov exponent, or localization length, expressed only in terms of binary correlators. Okay, so you say, so what? But then the next step is that we can use this to solve inverse problem. I just would like to explain in more detail because this is the key point of this result that, again, so we have general expression for localization length, for any disorder, for weak disorder, and this form. This is again the same. Now, the question is, how to construct sequence having pair correlators? And this is the question. Then there is the answer that we can do this in a very simple way. If we use, for example, if you use this epsilon n, this is potential, in this form where this is convolution of completely random sequence to some function where this function is Fourier transform of square root of that function phi. And that's all. So this means that we have open door, you give me this dependence on energy function, for example. I take this, I take Fourier transform of this, I construct, and I can give you back potential which reproduce, which gives this expression. So therefore, there is a way to construct any dependence of the localization length on the energy. So now let's see how it works practically. So we can take, for example, standard model, Anderson model, a standard model with correlations of this type, which decay very slowly, 1 over k, and this is phase. We can construct sequence, infinite number of this, okay, in principle, in this potential. Then, using this potential we put in Anderson model, we compute Lyapunov exponent independently, and we plot this, and we can see that we obtained exactly what we have expected, what we would like to have. Lyapunov exponent here, 0, and here, just 1. We have clear mobility edge in this sense. I would like to make a comment to this, so that to avoid any confusion. This mobility edge, not exact one, because what I am saying, this is just only in the perturbation theory up to epsilon square. What happens if you take into account next moments of correlators, next perturbation theory terms? We don't know. We don't control. But I am saying when I use the word mobility edge in the perturbation theory approach. But look, this is very clear dependence of here. And we can move here anyway, so we can take any dependence. For example, you can take this, if you take 1 over k squared with some exact phase, so we can have this dependence of the Lyapunov exponent. So this is demonstration for numerical experiment.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
When you say the Lyapunov exponent is 0, do you mean 0 as
infinite something?
First order in disorder?
In epsilon squared.
In disorder strength, so yes. There can be terms of Lyapunov exponent higher order in disorder strength.
Yeah, because general expression is proportional epsilon squared, and we neglected epsilon 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because we took from the beginning weak potential.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this stays in all three
weeks. Maybe, yeah, okay, this is an open question, very good, interesting, important question, theoretical, we don't know what is this. But from practical point of view, it is in some sense doesn't matter, because we can take sample, which is between 1 over epsilon square and 1 epsilon 4. And for this disorder, which is finite, our sample will show mobility edge, I would say, exactly, in some sense. And this, yeah?
If you have a certain, let's say the disorder is weak and you have a certain feeling of the band, so Kf is fixed.
Yeah.
How would the 2 Kf component, Fourier component of the disorder behave? Because for weak disorder, the backscattering is the one that provides the localization. So if you make the 2 Kf component of the disorder weak enough, you can in principle get delocalization.
Yeah, this I don't know. What
in this potential, how is the 2 Kf component of the disorder behaving?
Ah, you mean just this general 2 K on the second harmonic? Okay, I mean this is the same 2 K in the what you mean is K here.
Uh-huh. It's going to zero.
No. This is, yeah, I know. 2K in your picture is the same here, K.
Okay.
So there's no contradiction completely. It's the same. This is exactly the same expression which you have in mind. But nobody asked how to construct sequence. This is the difference. So then Anderson model. Let's take Anderson model. And now you may ask, let's take finite sample and let's see what happens with transmission coefficient, not localization, transmission coefficient. Okay, let's take sample 10 to 5, a small epsilon, let's take potential which has these pair correlators, and let's compute how transmission coefficient depends on energy, and then we can see that here transmission coefficient is 0, and this is 1. Okay, we can take another complementary sequence, with the potential, which gives you just complementary, like this, you understand. So, and look, it works quite good, but sequence which we took, 10 to 5, this is quite long sequence. Okay, now you can ask what is, this is theory and what is reality. So to go to reality, it's better to go to chronic Penny model. Because in experimental setup, it's better to use chronic Penny model. So let's write a chronic Penny model where this is delta function and this is just our disorder. But our disorder is discrete in some points and this is spacing the same. And we have kind of randomness in this potential. And so then we can apply the same approach. It's quite easy to go to the again classical map. And we can derive localization lengths, which has the same structure as before. This is for Anderson, let's say for delta correlated, and this is for any kind of correlation. It has the same form, slightly different relation between energy and epsilon and mu. Mu is energy, and epsilon here. So we can generalize this, and this expression works in the same way as for Anderson model. And now, I would like just to go to real experiment, which was done in Marburg, in Germany, using this device, microwave waveguide. There's a microwave waveguide, just in this form, about 2 meters in perimeter, so I just can put here. And this is just waveguide. So this is size of 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter. And along this, there are screws, which you can put here and to remove, so which you can control amplitude. And this amplitude plays the role of scatters. So then there is 100 on this size, 100. So you can put any kind of so. So now, what kind of experiment we did? We computed in Mexico numerically site potential, which gives this transition mobility edge, sent to Marburg by electronic mail. They put, they used, okay, there's a, one is, of course, postdoc, who put this just literally using these numbers. And so then you measure transmission coefficient between antenna and absorbers. It was done just experimental. It's published in Applied Physics Letters. And what is the result? So then they studied parameters for the first brilliant zone. And the result is here. So let's discuss what is what. So here, this is rescaled wave number, just wave number, okay, KD over P. And this is from 0 to 1, this is first billion zone. Here this transmission coefficient. Here this is numerical data for sequence 10 to 4. And what is just what we would like to have? We would like to have this phi function is like this. Here, this is full transmission. Here, this is zero. This is full transmission. And vice versa, another sequence, just opposite. This is full transmission. It's here. Here, complementary sequence. This numerical results gave for some just potential, which is constructed using our expression, this form. Now experimental data are here. If you take 100 these scatters, so this is average over 5 sequences. It's not good, very good. But look, this is 10 to 4 and this is 100. 100 sequences and all effects sits on the long range correlated. So you shouldn't even expect that something remains for 100 scatters. However, there is a so. But then if you take 500, so then you can see much better correspondence with this. And so you should compare actually this for 10 to 4 with 500 scatters, which is here. And so you can see this is transmission coefficient. Of course, this is not 1, this is 0.3. And here you can see very good correspondence. And this is not trivial result, first of all. Our model, not model, this experiment actually has nothing to do with Anderson model. Because, you know, first of all, the scatters is very strong, it's not weak as in theory. Second, absorption is extremely strong, it's about 13% absorption is very strong. And there are many, many experimental, I would say, imperfection, and one of that is 500, this is only 500 scatters. However, you can see that this device works as a filter. So there is selective transparency, because here nothing is going on. Here this is everything also, and we can control this. So what I'm saying, this is the way to arrange some transparency, selective transparencies, experimental. You should ask me how 500 was used, because this was only 100. So it was a very interesting trick. We can take 500 sequence, divide, cut this for 5 pieces, to put one piece in this device, to measure transmission coefficient with phase, not transmission, transmission matrix. Then take another one, another transmission matrix, another one, five pieces, and take product of these transmission matrices. And we have full transmission matrix. Now what I'm saying, there's a trick, helps very much, because you understand, instead of 100, we can do this 500. And so you can see this is very quite good demonstration of the transparency in this microwave guide.
May I ask you this?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So your theoretical framework was in terms of correlation functions, right?
Yes.
In terms of pair correlation.
No, yeah, that's right.
Now, but here, if I'm not misled, you are talking about one single device with one definite profile,
yes,
of potential.
Yes,
so how does it
okay, just to explain it. I have a pair correlations, analytical expression. From this pair correlation, I can construct one single potential, random potential, which has these correlations.
So you mean you
just
you,
I take
you
one example.
Down some averages,
yes,
by the averaging in space. So, what is the meaning of
no, like in solid state, you take one device, one sample,
yes,
with some potential,
yes,
and you measure the transmission coefficient.
Okay.
That's all. Very simple. And this is the result. You measure, you change energy, and you ask what is transmission dependent on energy. Okay.
But he's saying that if you will take another realization.
Okay, if you take another one, yes, okay, let's go on. You take another different, with the same kind of correlations. You put another, and so they will give you the same, you can average. For example, the exact answer to your question here. We have 5 here by 100, and there is fluctuations here. This is one, another, and so on. When we average, so then this is like this. This is averaged over 5 sequences, 5 disorders. This is one. But if you take a few times, 500, so on, this will be even much better, I believe, so because this is just only one specific sample. But however, look, you take one specific sample without averaging, and you have clear transparency in the places where you would you expect, where you would like to have.
I think what Shlomozin is asking is whether in these systems with long-range correlations, the null exponent is self-averaging.
Yes, it is.
Is it obvious?
It is, yeah. It is self-averaging, yeah. And why not? Why do you expect not? There is another question, which is a very delicate question. We may have in principle that we have not exponential localization, but power localization, and so on, so on, so on. There are many other questions. But it works. This is simple approach, works quite well. And Lyapunov exponent is self-averaged here. No problem.
But the purpose of this experiment was what? To test the model.
To demonstrate that
the model is easier, I guess.
No. To demonstrate that this approach by constructing disorder with desirable dependence or localization works. In spite of small sequence, it is robust. Very robust. There are many, many imperfections. But however, it works very good. Because analytical theory developed for infinite sample, of course, yes, Lyapunov exponent, for very weak disorders of this. But however, it works for realistic, so finite samples, not very weak disorder, and with some perfect and so on, so on. So, and finally, I would like just to say that we extended this approach and results for chronic penny model with when we have fluctuations, not amplitude. Let's suppose that we have amplitude are the same, but there is a correlations and some randomness in the position of this. So we have this randomness here in Zn. Because before we discussed that here this is A, N, and this is amplitude, and this is a compositional disorder. And so here this analytical approach much more complicated. It's not trivial, so on. But everything is based on the classical map. So we go to one representative rotate basis, and we go to phase space representation, so on, blah, blah, blah. But at the end we obtain, it was quite complicated computation, but the result is amazingly simple. Even you can suggest that you can predict this just because this is the same structure, but here. So I'm not sure that it can be done much in a simpler way. So anyway, this result, where delta is the, in a sense, this is the variance of the, I would say, this fluctuations concerning just this proposition A. So this is the measure. Delta is here, delta n plus delta n, and here this is some fluctuations. So again, we can construct sequence just by computers, and we can give to experimentalists, and they put in a different just positions of the scatters, and so then one can arrange any kind of transparency of this. So, of course, this is not good because delta function, but it works also if you have finite size of barrier. So, what I'm saying, so you have barrier of this size. And then you place this in a, not equidistant, but with some correlations here. And as a result, you may have this selective transparency, which gives you in one region, any region you like, complete transmission, and other just complete reflection.
The energy is down.
So?
The energy Q is down.
Energy Q is this. You ask where it put. Where? Yes, it is here. Yes, that's true. There is a. Of course, there is a some kind of this depend.
The final equation on this page. If you put Q equal to zero, it diverges.
Q zero.
A zero.
Yeah, for Q zero, it diverges. This diverges.
Excuse me. I see sine. Oh, A is also
over.
A is
a here. This is A over Q.
But A is zero.
If A is zero, okay, let's check. If A is zero, if A is zero, so this will be zero.
I'm simply saying that if you put A equals U over Q, then if Q equals zero, you cannot satisfy or add some other
values. No, but you should take Q is fine at A zero.
That's what they ask you.
Yeah, of course. So if you put A zero, so this function is one, and this it has such correlation that it is one. It is checked. Yeah. So this was in other. But it is more a little bit more complicated, but it gives also the rule how to construct the sequence of this, I would say, nanostructure, superlattices. And finally, just discussion, I would like just to make some questions for discussion. So I expect from you what are just what is development of this approach. So, what I would like to say that it seems it is allowed, it is possible to extend this to quasi-1D, 2D, and 3D first, but we don't know how to do this. But another very interesting question, I expect this from you, Volodya. I expect this question from you. No, you asked some time ago. And this is a very interesting question, but we still don't know. You ask me something which I expect, and I give the answer. You know, like in every way on TV. So, so the question is, look, we have a kind of mobility edge. And then what the interesting question is, what happens with eigenstates in this mobility edge? What, how structure of eigenstate changes? Whether we can have here multifractal something and something, which may be compared to 3D Anderson transition. So the question is whether it is, has any relation to 3D Anderson transition or not. And it may have, I don't know, may have not. This is question, interesting question. What happens, how this transition in structure of eigenstates?
You may have all the variety because you may have discontinuous transition.
Yes, that's true. And?
Then this is...
Perhaps
there is no transition at all. It's only perturbation theory, this second order.
Yes, but we can ask about perturbation theory using finite sample. Then we just remove this. Of course, up to this point. So, but however, this is really interesting even from practical point of view, because how this transition happens in terms of eigenstates. What happens with eigenstates in this transition? So we don't know, but we are going to study this, and maybe some relation to 3D Anderson model. I don't know. But look, I would like to point out that in some sense, 1D model with correlated, with correlations, in some sense, may be related with 3D without correlations, because 3D model formula can be represented in 1D, and you start with completely, I would say, uncorrelated. You transform this. However, you, as a result of this procedure, you will have some correlations. But this is speculation. Okay, I'm not in this. Okay. No, I would like just maybe to mention two words that we did recently. A paper which shows that application of this I would say machinery to waveguides with ballistic reflection with rough surface. So if you have 1D model with random surface, and this is written just this continuous, now this is continuous this surface, so we can write equation in the same way, and we can use the same approach, and we can have, and we analytically, we know now, again, how to construct such random surface here with long-range correlators with the same property that selective transparencies. It's a one-to-one correspondence between this problem, physical problem for waveguides with random scattering, with scattering from random surface, to that. So then also this can be experimentally used, checked, or maybe some real applications, I don't know. Okay, that's all. Thank you for attention.
Any more real as opposed to virtual questions?
Not programmed, yeah.
This model with chronic gaining potential and with fluctuating.
Yes. Yeah.
So, mathematically, just plainly thinking, it should be equivalent to Lipschitz model to the model with random hopping. Is it or not?
Random hopping.
Is it equivalent to the model in which energy is fixed?
No.
And
because random hopping, you can rescale hopping to the site energy.
So the side energy also fluctuates because of that?
No, it is also not correct, because hopping one side, hopping another side can be different than this. Okay, no. If you take random hoppings, which are not the same here and left and to the right, so then the map will be not Hamiltonian.
No, I don't mean this. I mean the following. You have a different model of the chronic gaining potential.
Yes.
With fluctuating distance. Okay?
Yes.
Disorders in the distance.
Yes, yeah.
Then, I'm asking a very simple question. Is this model equivalent to a model in which you have fixed distance, but fluctuating hopping term with a fixed on-site energy?
Yeah, I understand.
Is it equivalent? It's not so trivial because
it seems
the on-site energy may also fluctuate because of this, if you map on such a model.
No, it seems not. Because I can show you in using this approach, it is more or less clear what happens in the representation map. We have rotation, and this rotation is related to hopping element and size between these two kicks. Okay? This is rotation phase. And then we have amplitude kick. So they are not, it cannot be one to go
this way. Okay, then I ask the question in this form. Suppose you have a lattice model, okay?
Yes.
And you have fixed on-site energy, so
yes.
Your kick is fixed.
Yes.
But the hopping term is not constant in contrast to what you have studied. So,
hopping term.
Such a model by your method.
But if hopping term, hopping again, what I'm saying, if hopping term, hopping term one side on the one side and another side.
This is Hamiltonian.
It is different.
It's Hamiltonian matrix.
No, it's different. It's different. I can't explain you why, but we try to do this.
I'm asking because this
it is model, different. It is different from this.
This model possesses some symmetry, which
it's different.
It makes it different.
Yeah, it's different. Because the map is, in principle, map for this case, the map, Hamiltonian map, not Hamiltonian, okay, let's say 2D map, classical map, is different, completely different. On each step, there is no phase volume, it doesn't conserve. And here, on each step, it conserves. This is in this language, shows that it's completely different.
Any other questions? If not, let's thank Felix.
Okay, thank you.